This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
Right down to this night probably didn't seem like much compared to what you guys did on Monday night. Did that help at all, just feeling calm down the stretch here tonight?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, we were down more than that last game against West Virginia, and I think we just showed toughness and we showed leadership as far as the older guys, and I think the younger guys did a great job with following and just executing down the stretch.
You capped off an 11-0 run with your over that allowed you guys to take a first lead of the game. What was the key in that run right there?
I think defense. Defense was the key the whole game. We wasn't sound the first half, and they out-rebounded us by a lot, and we wanted to change that the second half.
Josh, what was the difference this time around in defending Motley, making him work to get his points?
Well, he's a great rebounder, so oftentimes when a shot goes up, it's really hard to box him out, so he'll get a lot of easy points just cleaning up offensive rebounds. It's definitely a full-time job guarding him. Like, you can never just take a break.
What about you guys, the last possession? Can you go through that and how you guys defend them on the last possession?
I think we were great on the last possession. Everyone was locked in to what Coach wanted us to do on the defensive end. We showed strong help, and, you know, we just wanted to contest everything, and I think we did a good job with making them settle.
Frank, you talked about the defense. It seems Josh just brought incredible energy. Talk about what he did defensively, just doubling and getting passing lanes and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was great. He was in and out the game, but, you know, when he was in there, he did a great job with rotating and trapping and having high hands and, you know, bringing energy on the defensive end, and that's what we need.
Josh, were you supposed to double team the last possession?
Yeah, that was the plan. Because we figured Akua wouldn't shoot the last shot, so just might as well double.
Explain the value of that last possession in the first half. Frankly, you got Josh the ball for the three going to the locker room.
Well, yeah, it's something we work on every day. It's just called pitch back, and, you know, my job is just to get the ball down the court and, you know, draw two defenders toward me, and that's exactly what I did. And Josh was open for three, and he knocked it down.
Josh, a bunch of Frank's assists actually came to you. What do you think of the passing day as your point guard?
Oh, he did a great job today. You know, a lot of times when Frank goes to the basket, a lot of the attention's on him because he's just so quick and so good at finishing that it opens it up for a lot of the rest of us guys just to, like, you know, cut to the basket, or we'll be open around the three-point line. So he did a great job of finding us today.
Frank, how big was Landon's offensive board at the end, and how much faith did you have in him?
It was huge. You know, Coach said he was the only one to crash the glass on the final possession, and, you know, thank God he was the person he chose, and his free throws, I watch him shoot free throws every day. He knocks a lot of them down and shoots a good percentage. So I had a lot of confidence in him, and I think everyone else did too.
Josh, it seems like you guys are so much better defensively than he's on the court. Is that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Landon's a huge presence down there. You know, it kind of gives me a break, you know, from guarding guys like Motley all the time because I'm not as big. He's really strong, so it's kind of hard to back him down and get a good position on him. So he does a great job defending the post.
Josh, during the course of the game, you have the one-on-one conversations with the ref. What types of things are you trying to point out or find out in the
ref? Just a couple over-the-back calls that I felt like were missed. Just telling the refs to look out for it.
Frank, you guys are 8-1 down when you're trailing at the half. How much confidence do you guys have even when you're down at halftime?
Well, we don't want to never be down at at halftime, but we know that's the game. Team make runs and things like that, but we just have to keep believing in each other, just listening to what Coach wants and execute it because he's been there before us and he know what it takes. And, you know, we just try to get out there and execute whatever he wants.
Did he say in particular halftime this game?
Yeah, he did, but we can't relay the message.
Josh, what does it tell you about this team that you guys on Monday and today didn't have your best offense, but you were able to be two top teams?
Just shows us, you know, what we can do. You know, we're really good and even better when we're at our best. But thing I like about us is that I think we got a bunch of winners on our team. Nobody's a quitter. Everybody, you know, keeps fighting, and we all believe in each other.
You feel like LeGerald is playing with more confidence?
Oh, for sure. LeGerald's definitely been playing good, and you know, doing some great things out there that don't always show up in the stat book. But, you know, without him today, we wouldn't have won the game.
Josh, what do these other guys relate to you about these Big 12, the streak of Big 12 championships and what anything said?
We really, at the beginning, it was just all about taking it one game at a time. Just focus on who's in front of us and not focus on who's behind. And I feel like we've been doing a good job of doing that and just taking it one game at a time and taking care of business. And we're in a great position right now.
Josh, you mentioned that everybody, this is a team of winners, but it's also a very tough team. Have you ever been around a bunch of guys, including yourself, that is mentally tough as this team?
Never. I haven't been on a team where I was, you know, considered one of the young guys for a long time now, but definitely having the experience that we have on this team for sure helps us a lot.
Frank, you're a field goal percentage you dropped off kind of last game. Do you feel like you got back into a rhythm tonight?
Yeah, I had some pretty good looks. I missed some easy ones, and I just have to stay aggressive, drive the ball downhill, you know, create easy shots for my teammates and myself, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
And Josh, I know Frank's been doing this the whole year, but does it ever surprise you anything and ones he's able to get?
No, it never surprises me. I'm still not sure how he's able to do it, but, you know, he does it, so I'm not mad.
How big is this win for you guys? You walking off the floor, did you get a sense that this one was a big one?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge win for us. You know, it could have been a one league game if we had lost, and, you know, I think we're up 3 now, so I think it was a huge win for us, and you know, we just get ready for practice the next day and lock in for TCU.
All right, Paul, let's go.